we all have that friend that was like the three sport star athlete? We all knew that guy or gal in high school. One of my buddies, her name was Michelle Hanford. This girl could play any sport. She walked onto the varsity soccer team at Rufus King High School for the college bound, went out and played college hoops. And no big surprise, I saw her not too long ago. She looks exactly like she did in high school, and all three of her kids are going to college on athletic scholarships. Boy, she was an amazing athlete. Greetings, Michelle. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where I, on occasion, will take cues from my intro music for your amusement and entertainment. My big thanks to Cardi on the board today. Folks, if you want to join our fine program, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I wanted to share with you that I almost fell out of my chair today when the news update came across my phone saying that the House Ethics Committee, which is comprised of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, had, in a secret vote, note secret vote, has determined that they are going to release the ethics report on Matt Gaetz. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, recall, Matt Gaetz, last month, just about, I don't know, a week after his reelection, quit his job as a congressman. Quit his job as a congressman because Donald Trump, in his infinite wisdom, had decided that Matt Gaetz would make a fine, fine attorney general, despite the fact that at that point, the House Ethics Committee had not yet made a determination about whether or not to release this ethics report. Back up even further. What exactly was the House Ethics Committee investigating? They were investigating the following, in no particular order: that Matt Gaetz had engaged in illegal drug use during his time as a congressman, that Matt Gaetz had shown nude photos on the floor of the House of Representatives. Ew. That Matt Gaetz had potentially engaged in some sort of illegal payment for sex. Whether the women that were involved were minors or not, there have been conflicting accounts. The attorney for at least one of the women that accused Matt Gaetz said that she saw not once but twice Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor, that she had directly witnessed that conduct. So we will see what the House Ethics Report has to say. I have to tell you all, I am totally shocked that this vote came down this way. I simply did not think the House committee was going to ever release this report. And the reason that I thought so was, one, they didn't want to potentially, bring the wrath of MAGA on themselves. And secondly, because, I mean, do the math, right? The House Ethics Committee, even number of Dems and Republicans, you had to have at least one Republican vote to release the report. And because Matt Gaetz is no longer a member of Congress. So I think if we're going to prognosticate, I'm shaking my magic eight ball here. Shake, 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 shake. Why did the House Ethics Committee decide to do this? One of two reasons I think is likely true. Either one, it's really bad, and a Republican member of Congress felt an ethical or moral compulsion to make sure that the public was fully informed of these facts, or on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, it was kind of benign and they couldn't reach any definitive conclusions beyond the he said, she said of that can sometimes characterize these sorts of allegations. So I'm just completely shocked by this. And remember, House Republicans think about 2 weeks ago, blocked a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives by Democrats to force the release of the report. So you had Republicans in that moment on the House floor blocking Democrats' efforts to try to force the release of the report. But again, when the House Ethics Committee met in secret, they vote to release the report. Let's also remember that the MAGA-approved Senate leader was not chosen. Again, when the GOP senators met, they met in secret. What's the lesson here? And To me, it tells me this very clearly, that when Republican elected officials meet in secret and their votes aren't going to be made public on matters critical to how their caucus or how their party is going to move forward, they do break ranks with the MAGA movement. But they only have the courage to do so in secret. They won't ever do that in public. That, to me, is the sign of true cowardice. Say what you will about Democrats, but boy, do we know how to have public fights, don't we? For better or ill, we have all of our fights out there in the open, and everybody makes hay about it. But here, in not one, but two instances in the last month and a half, Republicans in Congress breaking ranks with the MAGA movement, but only doing so in secret. You draw your conclusions. I certainly have drawn mine. When we come back, I do have to share with you the other eyebrow-raising bit of news from the last 24 hours. Did you think we were done with Herschel Walker? Not quite yet, y'all. That is coming up next, as well as updates on the Madison school shooting, as well as updates on Luigi Mangione's indictment that dropped yesterday. And then we're going to get to your favorite and most annoying holiday music, all coming up next after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.